And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 13th of November, 2012. It's the day of the total solar eclipse. Today, Australia and New Zealand, the moon passing between the sun and the earth. It'll happen in Australia just an hour after daybreak, the most dramatic view in northern Australia in the city of Cairns. They'll have a complete darkness for around 2 full minutes. It's the birthday of Robert Louis Stevenson, Edinburgh, 1850. He was a sickly, moderately successful writer living in France when he took one look at a woman named Fanny Osborne and fell in love with her. She divorced her husband. They were married. They moved to Scotland. One rainy summer afternoon, he made a map of an imaginary island to amuse his new stepson. And in 1 month, Stevenson wrote his first great novel, Treasure Island, 1883, and went on to write Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in just 3 days. Robert Louis Stevenson, who said, "I travel not to go anywhere, but to go. I travel for travel's sake. The great affair is to move." It's the birthday of L.L. Bean, Leon Wood Bean, born Greenwood, Maine, 1872. He sold soap door to door. He was an outdoorsman, though, went hunting, trapping, and it was frustration with soaked feet in the wet, snowy winter that led him to invent a boot with a waterproof rubber sole and a leather upper. It was the Maine hunting shoe. He sold them by direct mail out of Freeport, Maine. The L.L. Bean Company was right upstairs from the post office. During the height of the Great Depression, L.L. Bean started issuing a seasonal catalog. Customers included Eleanor Roosevelt, Babe Ruth, and John Wayne. 1942 published his first book, Hunting, Fishing, and Camping, offering advice on hunting moose and reading a compass. L.L. Bean, who was still copy editing the catalog until he died at the age of 94. And it was on this day in 1933 that workers at the Hormel meatpacking plant, Austin, Minnesota, began the nation's first large sit-down strike. They sat down on the factory floor and they refused to leave. Local townspeople sent them food and books and blankets. And a few days after it began, the workers in Austin won one of the nation's first industrial union contracts. Here's a poem for today by Michael Blumenthal entitled Sadness. Sooner or later, it comes to everyone. The beautiful prom queen who has lost a breast, the Don Juan of the 10th grade who has turned up impotent, the fleet chiropodist who has developed a limp. Sooner or later, it comes, and you are never prepared for it quite yet. You, who had hoped to be spared through another epoch of your rightful happiness, you, who had always given to charity, like a gargantuan tackle lumbering toward you, it comes and comes, and though you may double lateral all you wish, though you may throw a perfect spiral up the middle to some ecstatic receiver and be blessed blue-green some night by the ministrations of strangers, it will not spare you. It comes and comes, inevitable as sunrise, palpable as longing, and we must go on laughing it right in the face until it learns to sing again. Sadness, a poem by Michael Blumenthal, from No Hurry Poems, published by Etruscan Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Reputation.com, a service for managing businesses' online image by working to improve how they look in search engines and review sites, Reputation.com. Written by Joy Biles, produced by Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.